Okay, go.
Twinkle.
Twinkle.
Sing loud.
Twinkle, twinkle. What a star.
Too quiet. Ready?
Okay.
1, 2, 3, sing.
Okay.
Sing. Twinkle, twinkle.
Twinkle, the star.
Sing loud.
Twinkle, twinkle. What a star. How I wonder what's so EFG, next time I'll sing with me.
Open to skirt, mister.
Hi.
May you get on a Bible.
Stormy hole. Salmantinus, Salmantinus, ding ding dong.
Would you talk? You go with all them, stories.
Yeah.
You know, what you call them. It's all in there, my history. Well, I could tell you.
Yeah. So where were you born?
I was born in Woody Island.
Woody Island?
Mm-hmm.
So in Aleutic, if you say, I was born in Woody Island, how do you say?
Huishushanga Tangishnami.
Tangishnami.
Tangishnami is Woody Island. Tangishnami.
Woody Island.
Mm-hmm. Tangishnami.
And then, did you live there for a long time?
You know, we had to move here. Our house burned. I was about 4, maybe 5. My mom and dad, you know.
Oh, wow.
You know, Papa George.
Yeah.
Mom, my dad's sister.
Oh.
It was his sister, so we had extra house here. Log cabin. I already remember coming here on a boat, you know, from Kodiak. Because the house burnt. So that was her sister, Papa George's mom, my dad's sister. So
you guys are cousins?
Yeah. So what you call me? I must have been around, maybe 4.
So, how do you say that in
Aleutic?
Our house burned.
Our house burned. Ngulukwaki.
Waki. House burned. So you got in a boat. You caught a boat down here. Told. You took a boat ride down here after that.
Boat. Yeah. Parahutakut.
Parahutak.
Deshagut.
Deshagut.
We came on the boat.
Then you stayed in the cabin close to Papa George?
Well, yeah, it was a log cabin.
Yeah.
You barely remember, I think it was small, it was that big. It was just my brother, you know. He's dead, he died, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He was in, I got his wreck, he was in the Korean War, 1952.
Wow.
Yeah, 52 years. It was my oldest brother. My other brother died that. 11 years old on a plane crash.
Oh, man.
On the goose. The goose took off when he dropped in the water.
Right out here?
Yeah, right out here. Christmas. Oh. I don't know what happened. Yeah, 4 of them survived. My brother, he was in a chair. He must, when the nose came off, a whole sheet, you know, each year went with a sheet.
Mm-hmm.
So they found him, and he was the only one that got killed. All the rest of them, he was cold too. Some boat was, you know, seen it. He picked them like the boat, the plane was sinking. You know, they were on the tail. The whole nose came out. So the pilot, you know Barbara Boskoski?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was with them. And Jack, they were with Lockyer. Catherine Yakinak, his boy Danny, and the pilot.
Do you know who the pilot was?
His name was Gene. Gene Kingston. He was on that plane. I was with George's, you know, up there. He was my aunt.
Mm-hmm.
George's mom, somebody hollered him. The plane crashed. And I was thinking, holy smoke, my brother's in there. I ran down. You could see the plane from down there. In the water. The whole nose was up. It's floating like this.
Wow. Yeah. How old were you then?
Well, before I got to serve, you know. You see, Papa George and me, when we were in AFN.
Oh, cool.
Veterans of Alaska. The guy in the middle, my friend there, he died 3 years ago. In Anchorage. You know, we paraded them. They marched us in AFN.
Oh, yeah.
Veterans of Alaska. I was, you know, they took pictures.
You never had to fight though, right?
Hmm?
You didn't have to fight in the war, did you?
No.
No.
George, he was down the train, World War II veteran. Papa George, he's a World War II veteran.
Wow.
And his partner too, he was a veteran too, the guy in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
So he was.
So did you pretty much always live here then?
Hmm?
Did you grow up here all the way until you went to, what, did you leave in high school?
What?
Did you leave Old Harbor when you got to high school?
Well, and the teacher sent me, when I was 12, he sent me to 12 or 13 to Sitka, Mount Edgecombe.
Mm-hmm.
I went to school there 2 years. I didn't learn nothing. Yeah. So after 2 years, I came back. And after I came back, I was, I think 22 years old, and I got drafted in the Army. Me and Sven Hawkinson, same time. Mary's husband. Yeah. We were drafted for 2 years. I trained in Anchorage 4 months. From there, they shipped me to Fairbanks. We were 35 below. Boy, I was kind of lost. It was three of us there. You ever heard of Allison Air Force Base?
Mm-hmm.
That's where I was stationed. So, for about 9.5 months. Yeah. So, I came down after 1 year. I came down fishing here. I got a leave.
For the summer?
Mm-hmm.
Did you pretty much fish every summer?
That summer?
Did, like, usually?
Well,
did you
fished fish with somebody on the boat, you know.
Yeah.
So, it was quite a bit fishy, you know.
How old were you when you first started fishing?
I was only 10.
10. Was it like a...
With my dad.
A seiner?
Well, it's all beach seine. Like Shearwater, Kelowna, We have to have tents in the beach where we live.
Like a set net site?
Yeah, we had the regular thing, you know, like beach thing, you know, you gotta set it out.
Uh-huh.
Because I had them skiffs. My brother was with me. Yeah. So I fished 40 years. Well, 40 years. Huh. Then I ran a boat for Port Bailey. 4 summers. Company boat. In 5 years I run Swens, Grandy, Chitney. 1 summer, yeah. Yeah. My dad had a boat, we lost it with my brother. When we were fall fishing down south. When our engine quickly we hit the storm. We were in the beach for 6 days.
Wow.
We had to eat seagulls. You know, we had nothing to eat, so we were in the beach 6 days.
Who came and found you guys?
Huh?
Who came and found you guys? How did you get home?
The plane looked for us. That could you get away when the weather breaks and the weather was so bad.
Do you know who the pilot was?
His name was Gil.
That's my grandpa.
Is it Gil Zavala? Yeah, he told us. I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's my mom's dad.
Oh, Gil Zavala. Yeah, I know him real good. He looked like, you know, he's a kind of comical guy. I know him a long time.
Yeah.
So a lot of people know him here. He's the one that found us down there in the region.
That story sounded familiar, so I thought maybe it was him. He told me that before.
Yeah, he's the one that he landed in the lagoon, you know, there was 3 of us. My brother and that guy. So we stayed under the skiff for overnight, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So the weather broke, you know, it quit raining, something blowing. And with the logs, we built a little cabin, you know. Just some logs like this, shelter, small one, it's so.
What time of year?
Hmm?
What time of year was it? Was it like winter time?
No,
summer?
It was September.
September?
It was fall time, we were fall fishing, you know. We lost my dad's boat. Because my dad was alive then here, and he thought we were all gone, or, you know.
So
when we got home, I told him, hey, Dad, we lost the boat. He said, that's okay. I'm glad you guys are still alive. That's
yeah.
What we said.
What was his boat called, the boat name?
Well, it used to be K-1.
K-1?
He bought it from the, you know, the Shearwater. He bought that boat from the cannery. Because he fished so many years. He had a different boat before that. So he fixed it up, he put a cabin. But I might die, I don't know. He's even make his own skiff, you know. Built skiff, you know, everything. He never went to school. He never did.
Pretty smart, though, still.
Yeah, I know them old timers, I can't figure them out. Like here, you know, they never went to school. They built houses, they built skiffs and everything.
They just did it.
Yeah, right up. But, like my dad said, well, all you need is common sense to be a carpenter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's all common sense then. You need to tell me.
What was your dad's name?
Pete. Peter.
Peter Kahuta?
Yeah. My mom died when I was 6. He died here. He got sick and I was only 6 years old.
Wow.
So our dad was never home. He was trapping foxes. Just me and my brother, we were going to school. We had to take care of ourselves, cook ourselves and everything.
Yeah.
And then we didn't have no mom, so.
Was there aunties or any relatives? Hmm? Any aunties or grandmas or anybody help take care of you?
No. Only one that used to be pretty close to me is Papa George's mom. It's only close to me. I got another brother in Anchorage, Andrew. You know, my dad was married 2 times. He married a woman from Akiak. That's the one that got, my brother got killed on a plane. Him and Andrew, he lives in Anchorage. And he's married to a woman from Akiak.
That was after your mom?
Yeah. After my mom died.
What was your mom's name?
Uliana. Uliana.
Uliana.
Uliana.
How do you spell that?
O-L-E-A-N-A. Uliana. It was her name.
What was her maiden name?
Well, you remember Larry McPlay?
Uh-huh.
He was related to her, he told me. He was from Carmel down south, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He was half Russian or something, half breed or something. He was bigger, taller than my dad. Tall.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was bigger, I remember he was taller than my dad. Just like you, just about taller Travis, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember.
So your mom was tall?
Huh?
Your mom was tall?
Yeah, he was taller than my dad, I remember. He was pretty tall. It was the Papa George, the one that told me he was born down in Carmel. You know, that place down there used to call Carmel.
Where's that?
Carmel, that's towards, past Alitat or someplace. I don't know, I think there used to be a cannery there, I guess, before.
Who was from there?
Huh?
Who was from Carmel?
My mom.
Your mom?
My mom. I don't know, my dad is from... I don't know, I think Eagle Harbor or something. Yeah, I think so, because I think that's where Papa George's mom come from too, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Eagle Harbor.
So
you know, there used to be a village there before. Remember Papa George told you?
Is it that way?
Yeah, Yukak. You know, by Kodiak. They had a village there. I always see it when I go on the play. They had a big lake. I never lived there, though.
But maybe your dad was from there?
I think my dad is from there.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
I wonder how he ended up in Woody Island.
Well,
jobs.
What you call move? I think I figured my dad moved there, I guess.
Maybe for work or something?
I think so, yeah. Like these Tanahans here, they were from Woody Island. Tanahans. And, I think there's quite a few people here from. It'd just be a big place, you know.
Yeah. What did people mostly do there for work? Fishing? Was there like...
Hmm?
Was there lots of fishing boats there and stuff, or was it...
Well, yeah, well, but, you know, they had a missioner, an orphanage.
Mm-hmm.
So, we took them there, outside of school. There's nothing over there now, you know. That poor guy that he died December, Woody Island Johnny, they call him. He died, everybody knows him. He's a good friend of mine. I used to go, he had a cabin. We used to go over on the skiff, have party, drinking, and that's what got him, I guess, too much.
Yeah.
And he moved to Kodiak, I think, 3-4 years, maybe 5 years ago. He moved into a senior apartment. You know, he told me himself, I'm tired of Woody Island, I've been there too. He was there 50 years. So he said, I'm going to move to Kodiak, I don't want to go back.
Mm-hmm.
So he's living like old timers, you know, he had to get his water from the stream. He had to use wood stove, no lights.
Got too old for that kind of...
Well, he was tired of that, he told. Yeah. Not like here, you know, because that's how we live too, so that's how I grew up. We didn't have nothing. Kitchen, wood stove, you know, them. They used some kerosene lamps and, you know, them gas lantern.
Mm-hmm.
That's all we used to use. And, we got it all subsistence. We lived, you know, all from the land. I remember Papa George was telling you how when it was the Depression years.
And you just ate codfish?
Yeah, that kept him alive. Because I could think there was a lot of cod, because people were kind of pretty starving here. Well, they had kind of rough, hard time, like they couldn't get shells or nothing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I used to hear a couple guys or something, they used to hike from here to Kodiak. You know, people living in Shearwater,
mm-hmm.
They had kayaks, and they would take them across Kiluda, and they go to Eagle Harbor. And other people, they take them across towards Kodiak, and they walk. He walked all the way.
Yeah. What were they doing? Going to...
Well, they were trying to get a few groceries, then they packed them. Right? Like here, they had no sugar, no flour, nothing.
There was no...
Yeah.
No planes had, coming.
Yeah, no planes, no. Then, when I was getting older, then this boat from Kodiak, Crafts, remember it?
Which one?
Craft, remember?
Yeah.
He's at AC now.
My grandma Nettie
worked at Craft. Yeah, he's going at... The name of the boat was Mavis, I remember. They bring all the groceries here.
Mavis?
Mavis, that was the name of it. That's where he used to come here. I think he used to go around the island again. Bring a whole bunch of groceries, you know. The people here, the men, all their income was from their furs, foxes,
mm-hmm.
Land order. That's the only thing, the income. So the old craft or something like this, they would sell their furs to the Mavis, and they would buy groceries and everything.
Oh, yeah.
For hunting, you know.
For bears?
You know, for foxes. And that's where the trapping. He had a cabin by the little lake. I used to be that bitch going after weasels, making them. Yeah. Me and my brother, we sometimes used to stay. And sometimes we used to get stuck with the bad weather.
Mm-hmm.
It was a good place, you know. Like you see, you know, the people before, like here, like you know nothing about racial clans. Later on, I guess.
Yeah. You guys would camp out there and eat razor clams the whole time?
Yeah. A lot of ducks. Lots of seals on the island. A lot of ducks in the lagoon. You go down the Peak Podarkis, you know. Ojitak. You eat them too?
Mm-hmm.
They're good, huh?
They're good. With the Worcester sauce and mm-hmm. oil.
Basically, you always eat them with the butter. Melt the butter, you know, dip them. He bought some last time, but I like to see. Bitches got the tape with accordion and the piano.
Yeah.
Oh, they're nice.
Is it stuff that you guys playing, or is it different?
Well, Arthur was, you know, he was good. Well, he played guitar, accordion. But he recorded him playing the accordion and the piano.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
He got them. He got them home. A couple of times we bring them when Christine was alive.
Mm-hmm.
And he played them here, and he got the tapes, you know. So that guy was a musician.
Yeah.
He grew up, you know.
You should ask if you could borrow them once and play them for us at Aleutic.
Oh, yeah.
I'd like to hear what he used to play.
He's got the tapes. He recorded me the tape on the guitar that John's got the guitar. He's spoke. He recorded me singing. Bessie.
Yeah.
But the tape got stuck.
Uh oh.
I would let you can't turn.
Oh no.
I would he recorded he recorded me here one time. We were having a party here with the, what's his name? Him guys. And she came down, and I record you. You were playing the guitar, singing, same. He must have took it to Anchorage. And let my wife hear it.
Mm.
Yeah.
Where did you learn how to play music?
Well, when I was in school, Mount Edgecombe, they used to fool around with piano and them guys. You know where they in school, they teach all kind of music.
So you actually had music teacher?
Yeah, they had music teacher. Because like this, you know, they have all kind of notes and I can't read them.
No, you just figured it out.
Yeah, so they got all kind of notes there or something.
So you didn't learn that?
Mm-hmm.
How
to read
by ear?
It was all by ear. That's how Arthur. He never, never had no kind of, or guitars or anything, all by ear.
Mm-hmm.
He would like that because every time he tuned a guitar, he would think, and he'd get it right now. He would think.
Some people
all
just,
by ear.
Some people just have an ear for it.
Mm-hmm. But when you play accordion or something, it's all about the tune, you know. Tune or something like this when you play. Because when I was in service in Fairbanks, they had music, all that piano, all that stuff. I used to play the piano there in Fairbanks. I'm not that good at it, but you gotta get the tune all the time.
Mm-hmm.
All by ear.
So you learned in Mount Edgecombe the
music,
piano
yeah,
a little bit? Or?
Yeah, that's what I. It's when I come back in Arthur, you know, he used to stay with me. I was alone, you know, after my dad in 1950s, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He used to bring his accordion, guitar, and lot, and so we had this. He said, I'll show you how to play some more. So I catch on right away, you know. Play the bass back here, then he said, yeah, I get the tune. Was same thing, you know how to play guitar, do you?
Just a little bit.
You could tell when he's out of tune,
yeah.
Right by your ears. So I used to watch him one string at a time or so, like this, you know. Ding, 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 he goes on, all by ear.
So you think maybe Bessie has recordings of some of the old stuff of you guys playing music?
Bessie?
Yeah.
Well, he's got that, he said he's got Archer's accordion too up there. I don't know what he done with the. He had about 2-3 guitars, I remember. He used to call me down there, but he was too much on booze, that's what killed him, you know. He was drunk for 2 months. He had a chance, you know. He had, you know, cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Then he took him off Bancroft and. Too much drinking, then when I was walking down the dock, somebody called me in the room, and I looked Arthur, you know, he used to live. And I told him you're supposed to have surgery or something. I told him, no, I told the doctors, I don't want no surgery. You had a chance, 50-50 chance. How come? No, I'm not gonna. He knew, you know. He had a chance. He would have been alive today. You know what happened was, you know, they bought his land. He had too much money. So I got a land to me, like 119 acres.
Mm-hmm.
Natalia Bay. I sold at 96, 39 acres. Down this way, I still got my land down, I got the title,
mm-hmm.
Natalia Bay, Winside. So then my BLM are working on it, he told me.
What does that mean?
Well, they're going to appraise it, you know, this summer.
Mm-hmm.
They'll appraise it how much it's worth, you know. He's not going to use it anyway. He's way back, like Papa George, the people like here, them younger than me, they don't know nothing about trapping foxes or land otters. Only one that killed the foxes is Ralphie, Gaddafi.
Mm-hmm.
He's the only one that he killed, and he liked that. I used to like that. He used to skin the fox, his landowner. 1970s, I used to go trapping with Larry McPay, go on his boat, trap foxes, landowner.
Mm-hmm.
I like skinning them, you know. Only thing I never like skinning is the weasel. Hoop boiler.
Stinky?
Oh, smokes. I can't figure that out. Boy, they smell so bad. You gotta skin them out by their mouth. You skin them out by the head so far, then you pull them out, you know, they come out. You just gotta go around the head, and you pull the skin out.
Mm-hmm.
To slide. But one thing I never liked that, you know, they smell pretty bad. Wild something.
So, you were married for a while? Or did you get married?
I got married 1962, I think. My wife is still alive in Anchorage.
Oh, yeah. Where did you meet her?
Huh?
Where did you meet her?
I met her in Anchorage. It's pretty old, it's after tidal wave.
Who's with her? What's her name?
Ed Willie. My friend, this guy used to work for BIA. He's the guy that used to live up here. Willie Shugak, you know Tommy Shugak?
Mm-hmm.
That's his dad.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What was her name?
Martha. He's a Yupik. I met her in Anchorage. When I was in the hospital, that's the Aleutic basket and the king crab. That's my aunt made this.
Oh.
Papa George's mom.
Okay.
And they had it down there, BIA or somebody. His name was Mike something. Pretty old picture. He lived here, he got a stroke.
Oh.
He was paralyzed. He had to be close to the doctor. He was kind of paralyzed.
Mm-hmm.
He was in the hospital 2 months, but she got okay. She got her own trailer in Anchorage. My stepson lives with him, taking care of him.
Mm-hmm.
It's the boy, one of the boys I adopted. That was Martha's sister. He was small and we adopted him. I guess her mom, my older sister died, He's taken care of.
Yeah, what's his name?
Jerry.
Jerry?
Yeah, my stepson. Yeah, he lived with him in Anchorage.
And how many kids did you guys have?
Well, two, most likely. Two. Because he was married before.
Mm-hmm.
Martha was married before. When I was younger. I don't know, he died or something. He left him or something.
What was your kids' names then? Todd?
Well, Todd is married, Michelle. Michelle and Jerry.
Is Todd your boy, though?
Eh?
Is Todd your son?
Todd's his husband.
Is that your son, though, Todd?
Son-in-law. Todd Caitlin. That's all the kids there. Three boys and a girl. You remember Kyle?
I think so.
He was having kind of problem here in school, the oldest boy.
Yeah.
He got left behind when they went out and I had to send him out. He was having trouble with the teachers, the oldest boy. The younger one he's 6'2" now, 14 years old.
Mm-hmm.
His picture there. Son, this one here.
Oh.
It's Cora, that's the younger boy. This is Son. 14 now. He passed the stand. Todd.
Tall. So Todd's wife is your daughter?
Yeah.
Okay.
Michelle. Yeah.
And then you have one other?
Hmm?
One other daughter or son?
Who?
You. You have Michelle and one other kid?
Jerry.
Jerry.
Yeah. He's the one taking care of Martin. Well, he's got to be close to the doctor all the time, you know.
Mm-hmm.
His heart is not that quick. The doctor told him he like if he get a heart attack or all, he won't have no chance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, around here.
Yeah.
He was here.
The weather gets bad, you can't get out. Yeah.
Who?
If the weather gets bad and you can't get out, that's no good.
Because, the weather, because doctors told me you gotta be close to the doctor all the time. He gets sick, you know. He got asthma on top the table. She spit him right out there. He makes tummuk.
Cool.
Tummuk, you know.
Try. Are you still married to her or no?
Yeah, I'm still married to her. We were married in church here.
Mm-hmm.
You don't remember Father Sergius?
Yeah, I know.
He told me, no, he divorced your wife, you know. He'll be still married in church, he told me. You know, when he wanted, only time he could get married again is when one of you is dead. That's what he said.
Yeah.
Let's hear, let's the law ignore that one. He said the only way he could get married again is when he went up here, he's dead.
They really marry him good.
Yeah. But, well, now, you know, the priests are getting different too. You know this? He's them guys, you know, like Walter, he was married to Stella, they were married in church. I can't figure that out. No, Ray Comfort, he married him in church, Stella. So, okay, I'll start it all.
Alright.
We subscribe to Tangichanami. 1933 in our Tawanin Wanga till I was I think 4 or 5 years old. And Ngluchput Kwawachtaku. And they worked standing Yaman. Parakutakun. My ma, mama ka, dad ka, and my dad had a sister here in Old Harbor, so Ngalongkhuni Asamuk. So dad got new to go discum out. We make pahala, you know. I don't know, you know, like I don't remember much, so I get money. Tuanga Nunyami for about 40 years, you know, and Chalitua Mani. Mani Chikwanga get Chukukasuku Chikotumi. You understand me?
Little bits here and like.
Yeah, you're too money, you know, that's what I'm gonna. They're like dying. I'm good.
You're gonna live here till you die.
Yeah, maybe, yeah. I just said that, so you stop it first?
Yeah.
Ogata Anangan Su Chicago Sushaikuta Herring Lagoon Dome Balahutakput. Ichna Krangusuta Balahutakputa Mahpakta in the beach. Ova Durakunta Khwakta Pingayuluta. And now Kutman Dura Machani that Unuhumi Kawakpakta. Then Akrangluni Dukni Lunakrak Baudurikput Ova Nuhsuku Yamahana. Six days long good do me nook cake cold box stuck. Means we run out of food. Oh, it's not Maluk nohok nohok kunatai. The 2 days we eaten. So I had 2 bowls. Yatkan then I was thinking umakluki katayat. Kutumana huaksa katayana kakosu. Malunuk pipaksa. Amme kaatuki supali vaksta. Ova tukne jututa. Sinnan kespakahluta. 2 days and like we'll get weak. And that's what I'm talking about. We didn't have food, but we had lots of dung.
Mm-hmm.
We got a water, but no food. So,
what beach were you guys at? Where did you guys go to shore at there? What was the place called where you were camping there?
Yeah, we glue walked with the logs, like little cabin. Make a shelter, small one. There was lots of knuchkak, and lots of wood there, log. So we built that and...
You had lighter to make fire, or matches?
Yeah, we had camp stove. We had lots of matches, they call them speechkak. We had lots of speechkak. Knuck, we had lots of knuck and you cooked, we had camp stove.
Did you have your skiff from, did the boat go down and you went in the skiff to the beach?
Durak put, cooked me still a lunguk, make a lunguk, small one. So, we never got cold, we had sleeping bags. So one chanuk, one day, the weather got good. So, according to the airways, the plane, he got pachta good. In mid pachta, non woman. The pilot, Tom name, how we know him real well, Gil Jarvella. He recognized us, you know. Nāku hukunaku, you know, he Old Harbor, he know a lot of people. He thought we were, you know, gone, or my dad was here, somebody else was in a plane, and my dad thought we were all, you know, gone, like we were dead or drowned, you know. So we talked with the pilot. We gotta get home. He said, yeah. Oh, Malte Wachta. And my dad, I knew Pakshanga Pautorikawa Tamak, but like it means we lost the boat. My dad said, He was just happy. We were still alive. he told me now, he said, I don't worry about the boat. He said, I just worried about. He was happy. We were, me and my brother, we were still alive. Yo.
How do you say that in Alutika? Your dad was happy that you're just alive.
Papa ka silukuluni wangula unguwai akasuta. Unguwai means we're still alive. It's Pautorik Alakanski. He
wasn't
worried about the boat. So I just Hilukuluni, because we were still alive, Unwalata, you know, means still.
What was the name of the place where your boat went down, or where were you guys at?
They call it, in Aleut they call it, I can't think of it, but, let's see. No, Nayunglik. Nayunglik. Kayuknak.
Oh, okay.
Nayunglik, you know, it's, yeah. Nayunglik, I think that.
All right. I'll have to tell my Grandpa Gil that story.
It's the islands, you know, where they nest, though. We'll get them something. It's funny, they shoot them with a shotgun or something. Get so much, then they think they take the skin right, you know. They don't pluck
them. They don't have to pluck them, it's just like...
Like the mother ones, they take to their heart, you know. There's some of them salt water, they're real hard to pick. You muktilutin.
They're tough.
Tukhut. Hard.
Hard to get out.
You amet nada yuluki. You gotta take the skin off. It's the only way.
What do you call
them? You ptarmigans?
I ate them before, I never had them.
You take the skin off, because they got no fat. Like them guys in Akyak, like this month, I remember I was staying there. There's a lot of them down there. Mm-hmm. I help them skin them, you know, and they make soup out of them. What you call them? You gotta put like bacon grease or something like Crisco, so you got no fat in them.
Just dry?
I mean, just, yeah, that's meat, you know, and no fat in them. You know, now you gotta put some kind of grease, so they better make soup out of them.
Yeah.
They got a lot of them cockle clams, them inakiak, you know, them rough clams.
With the lines on them?
Yeah, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I used to help them go after them, but I never did find butter clams like here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you gotta go someplace.
Will you tell me in Aleutic about the place in Rolling Bay where your dad used to have a... Oh, is she here now? I already ate them, they were probably good, but... We Atka Lena? My name is Lena?
Atka.
Is Atka name?
Yeah, we Atka.
Or if I just say...
Atka Lena.
If I just say, I'm Lena?
Yeah.
What's
Lena.
Just we Lena. Then, I was born in Arizona. We Sutliana, Arizona me?
Yeah.
Sutliana.
You're right. You're learning. I seen April.
Yeah.
When I was in...
I was raised in Port Lyons, so... Umlatiana, Mazixirak? I don't know how to say that Port Lyons word. Mazik.
Wasn't that a Faulkner? No.
Is that the word for Faulkner?
I mean, for you
were
born.
What did you say?
Mazixirak or something? Oh, fine.
Must be the name of the bay, I guess.
Oh, maybe.
Sure, I think so.
Look at the big Arshiva.
Half a pounder.
The Shuyak Bay, I know. I went fishing there with somebody.
Yeah.
Too many rocks. Frank Peterson, I fished there. We didn't get nothing. We couldn't even pull the seine up.
Too much kelp or what?
Well, you know. We didn't know that place.
Oh, we got it stuck.
Mm-hmm. There was a lot of fish, you know, them, you know, docks on them. Make a set, couldn't even pull the seine, you know, to pick up the end.
Aye. Okay, so now I live in Old Harbor, Newton, Huama, Nunyami.
Dishadnunyaman. He came to Old Harbor.
Dishladen.
Dishanga Nunyaman.
Dishanga Nunyaman. That's now I came.
How many years you've been here?
Maybe 4 or 5 or something?
The demon uksut 5 years.
The demon uksut. So, I've been here 5 years, or how do you say that? The demon uksut. I have one daughter.
Atliamuk Paniyaktwa. Yeah.
How do I say her name is Dahlia?
Huh?
How do I say her name is Dahlia?
Yeah. Atka. Paniyama Atka.
Paniyama?
Paniyama Atka.
Atka Dahlia?
Uh-huh. What's the travel's
Hello,
tech name.
His church name is Cosmos.
Cosmo?
Cosmos.
Angutma atra Cosmo.
Angut.
Angutma atra.
Angutma atka.
Cosmo.
How do I say he is a fisherman?
Hey.
He is a fisherman. Then I used to fish before.
Kuchasik tashkanga chali.
Kayanga chali.
Kuchasik tashkanga chali. I used to fish too.
Then, is there a word for now I make masks and paintings and sell them?
Nutan maskari takto. Nutan maskari takto nga agi jaktuki.
Nutan maskar.
Maskari takto. Agijaklugi. Sell them. Agijaklugi. Slugi. Agijaklugi.
Nutin maskur tahtwa. Agijaklugi.
Taho. I lead today. Oh, no kidding. You might as well speak nothing but Aleut. The hell with English.
Only if I read it.
You know, some alone, you know, they can't generate a tongue, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Some people have hard time, like Phyllis.
How do you call a hawk? Anakpak sa
adakhtok. What's that, anakpak?
Today is lazy.
Anakpak sa
adak? Anakpak sa hawk.
Sa hawk.
Anakpak sa hawk.
Today.
Hmm.
Today you're lazy?
Yeah. Akhlampicha.
Akhlampicha.
The wind's lazy.
How did you say it's messy out or it's sloppy?
Sloppy.
Mishalikak
is wet snow.
Wet snow.
Mishalikak. Sloppy is... Sloppy is where did I hear that word today? I heard that word from some place today.
Kunak Bisakayu. Does that sound like I had enough snow? I'm tired of snow.
Tired of snow. Tired. Cutting walker, I look out of snow too much, I don't like it anymore.
Can you walk?
Kaning wakak lugu pingag niya ka. Too much snow, I don't like it anymore.
One more time.
Kaning wakak lugu.
Yakak po.
Kaning wakak lugu. How would you say it? Tired of it. Pikyawdaka.
Kanik pick out.
I said it good first.
Kanik
Pitkäautaka. Pitkäautaka. Kanik avai. Kanik avai pitkäautaka.
Kanik avai
pitkäautaka. Yeah, anautuk. Anautuk too much. Anautuk.
Kanik avai pitkäautaka.
Pitkäautaka anautuk.
Anautuk. What about, I'm tired of clowns.
Mamayat pikkautanka. Mamayat pikkautanka, I'm tired. Pikkautanka mamayat. I'm tired of clowns.
Which way would you say it?
Huh? I would say it. Mamayat pikkautanka. Let's see. Pikkautanka mamayat. I would say it like that. Pikkautanka mamayat. I'm tired of crabs. The right way. Mamayat pikkautanka. Pikkautanka mamayat. It's the right way to say it. Pikkautanka mamayat.
How about, I had enough cold. Like cold weather.
I'm tired of cold weather. Pitkäautaka patsnak. Patsnak. Cold weather.
Pitkäautaka patsnak.
Patsnak. Pitkäautaka mag. Patsnak baka holini. Cold, I'm tired of cold weather.
What's pityaudaga? Is that I'm tired of?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm tired of winter.
Pikkäautaka uksuk pakakulani. I'm tired of winter. Uksuk. Uksuk is winter, Yeah.
Uksuk.
And uksuk is 1 year too. Something like that.
Pityaudana uksuk.
Pityaudaka uksuk.
Anything on the
end? Patsnak baka.
Patsnak.
Yeah. Got a cold.
Bless you.
Been sneezing all morning.
Hi.
I think I used
a whole body getting that.
A whole roll. A whole roll of, what do you call, paper towel.
My chest was, you know,
too much
freezing.
Too much dampness.
The
seagulls are strong, huh? To try to go right through the wind. No matter how hard the wind is blowing, they'll still go ahead.
Say that sentence in a loop. The seagulls are strong.
Katayatuknyut. The seagulls are strong. Katayatuknyut.
Tuknyut.
No matter how hard they go, they're light when they go.
I was watching. You know the weights of Gusty? They're still flying up there.
Yeah.
Seems like they like it.
No, they're used to it.
How do you say that in a loop? No matter how hard it blows, they're still flying around.
Aksaktuknikhan.
The
seagulls are flying even if the wind is strong. Katayat tingochtut aklak tuknikat. Katayat tingochtut aklak tuknikat.
Aklak tuk.
Tuknikat. Aklak tuknikat. Aklak tuknikat.
Well, one time I watched the eagle on Big Creek when he got downdraft and he was going after ducks and watching ducks in the water. He was down at winter. He dropped them in the water.
Yeah.
Eagle.
He just went down?
Yeah, he just got, I guess that downdraft. He was trying to go after them.
Me too, I was watching one out from the window about 5 feet off the water just coming from across. Got pretty close and open. I thought he got sick or something. He swam ashore and I tried to go to his help with the hook right up.
We seen a man Franklin last year by the lighthouse. We seen a seagull choke. I guess it's not, you know, he got no water, he keep going like this kind of. After a while, they put in a beach, choked on something, seagull.
Oh, yeah.
When we were watching it, you see a beach jumping by the lighthouse.
Sven used to play a trick on him when we used to work in the sauna. He tied two herrings together with a string, and the seagulls were going. he swallowed them at the day.
Utakakput. With Chungai in the screen.
Chungai?
Chungai.
Chungai.
Chungai. Utakhtuk or something.
Utakhtuk.
Utakhtuk. Chungai. The grass will get green.
Nuna Otak.
Yeah.
Grass is gonna get green.
And we're ready for it to get warm and sunny. Majakuk. Majakuk Kanaigan.
Kanaigan.
How do you say we're hungry for the first red salmon?
Oh.
God. How do you say we're hungry for something? Or for...
I'm hungry for. I wanna eat. I gotta eat. Niklimak is red.
Nogyukta niklimak. Wanna eat a red salmon?
Yeah. I didn't go there too. Look at that. The lice was taking a bath.
Nasta.
What's Imaya? Is that scrubbing? Imaya?
And they sang that Mommy and Daddy.
Did they sing it the way they usually sing it?
I gotta go. Why did you guys go?
They say. Does Imaya mean anything? Does it mean scrubbing?
Yeah. I thought they used to say, Panumi Nastasata Imaya. That's what I used to hear before.
Panumi what?
Nastasata Imaya.
Dahi.
Bano. You know the spolo used to say, you know the bano? Somebody break the bano?
Remember?
George?
Yeah.
You know the bano? His teachers was wondering, he was telling them. Well, you're telling them, you know. The teachers didn't know what bano was. What are you guys talking about? What is Bano?
Bano.
Try to say Banya. Bano.
In the Lutic, though, you were telling me how there was lots of seals and...
Yeah. Yeah, lots to eat there, you know. Seals. But darkies, clams, the drooling bin. That's where my dad had cabin. For as long as you don't have shells or something, you know. Shotgun or 22, that's all you need.
Mm-hmm.
But,
could you tell me, in Aleutic you said it's a good place? In
Aleutic, how do you say it? It's a good place. Good place, you know. Amayat, Ukhidat, and all those, you know, to eat, you know. good subsistence.